USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
USA Today headquarters in McLean, Virginia, was evacuated on Wednesday in what turned out to be a mistaken report of a person with a weapon. Susan Page with the USA Today says the evacuation affected a lot of people.
Thousands of people work in that area. Hundreds of people were surely in the building at the point of the evacuation. It includes not only Gannett and USA Today, but also some other businesses that lease offices in that building.
President Trump and the First Lady are on their way to El Paso, Texas. Mayor DeMargo, a Republican, wants this visit to be non-political.
I've been trying to avoid politicizing any part of this. I don't think it's proper for the families, and it's not reflective of our community.
The mayor was speaking there on Fox News. The president will be meeting with families of victims affected by the mass murder over the weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A lawsuit filed by Sarah Palin against a newspaper has been revived by a federal court ruling. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
A federal court has reinstated Sarah Palin's defamation lawsuit against the New York Times, overturning a district court's ruling which dismissed the suit in 2017. The former Republican VP candidate sued the paper in 2017 over an editorial which linked one of her political action committee ads to a 2011 mass shooting that severely wounded then-Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. In a unanimous ruling, a three-judge appeals panel said that U.S. District Court judge had violated procedural rules in dismissing Palin's suit after an initial hearing that featured testimony from the Times editorial page editor. The appellate panel says that the judge relied on facts outside of legal filings in the case to dismiss Palin's lawsuit.
A nationwide test of the emergency alert system is scheduled for 2:20 Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, is calling for the rhetoric to be toned down after the two mass murders over the weekend. Today, President Trump was asked if he agrees with Cruz.
Well, I do agree, but I think we have toned it down. We've been getting hit left and right from everybody. Many of the people I don't know, a couple of people from Texas, political people from Texas that aren't doing very well. Somebody said the mayor, I had one very nice conversation with the mayor of Dayton, could not have been nicer. And then she goes and says, I tried to call her. Well, I spoke to her, and I didn't receive any calls. So they're trying to make political points.
And regarding if Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill can work together, the president says,
you have two sides that are very different on this issue. And let's say all good people, but two sides that are very different. If we get close, I will bring them back. But it has to be, you know, we have to see where we are with leadership.
The American Hotel and Lodging Association is making progress with its No Room for Trafficking campaign in hotels across the country. Chip Rogers is the association's president, and he says the idea is to train hotel employees to spot possible trafficking and report it.
If you see one person having dominance over another, people who are unable to make eye contact, people who may have noticeable medical issues, bruises or scars.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.